Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Wes Weatherall about Indianola boys track. Wes, thank you very much for joining us. At the end of your sophomore season in track, kind of talk a little bit about what your expectations were coming in for this year.
We lost a few seniors that were, you know, pretty good for the team the previous year, but we had like a young core, and I know like other guys were really excited to get out there. And, you know, last year the 4x1 record was broken, and, you know, we were looking forward to like breaking a few more records and trying to be one of our great team. And yeah, it was real disappointing that we couldn't go out there and try to put it out there on the field. So,
well, and that was, before we get to some off-season work, I kind of want to talk about that record-breaking mentality. That's something I've heard from almost every Indianola boys track athlete I've talked to, is we wanted to go out there and break some records. Do you think that kind of opened up the dam a little bit last year with that record being broken that stood for such a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, you know, we were like, yeah, this is a good team and we can really do something special. And that was something like doing that, like, yeah, we can do whatever we set our minds to. So, yeah, for sure.
And that seemed to spur on a lot of guys getting in the weight room. So kind of talk about your off-season preparation. I know there's some other sports in there as well.
Yeah, I go to a gym about almost every day of the week so far, especially with the coronavirus going on. I worked out with Coach West a little bit. There's also the total body class for school. And I know a lot of guys go to, what's it called, Grit. I know a lot of guys go in there and, you know, putting on a lot of work. And we've got a young group, and we're all determined to go to work and get better every single day.
Well, you talked a little bit about the team goals of moving forward and breaking records. Was there anything individual that you kind of had in mind that you wanted to accomplish?
No, not really. I was just, you know, it's all about the team to me. And I just, going out there and be with the guys, it's just something special. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that we lost it this year. And, yeah, I can't wait to get back out there next year.
Well, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but kind of walk me through your perspective on the season being canceled and kind of how you felt about that.
You know, we had our last practice, and Coach Oliver was telling us, you know, he's like, I don't know what the future holds. He's like, this could be our last practice. I was like, I don't think that was going to happen. And then next thing I know, we're out of school for like a month, and I was like, oh, like, from there I was like, oh, I can just go to the gym. I'll keep training a little bit, you know. I didn't think it was going to be all season. And when I finally heard that it was going to be the whole track season was going to be canceled, and I was real disappointed. I feel like, especially for our seniors, they all got robbed. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, hopefully guys just take it more serious next year. And, you know, like we just lost a year, so got to go out and prove it next year.
Well, speaking of those seniors, what has your interaction been with the team and dealing with those seniors who, again, just didn't get that chance to compete like they wanted?
A lot of the seniors I talked to, like Grant Hickson, Matt McKnight, you know, it's real disappointing. They won their last time to compete in high school. And they're all like, yeah, just disappointing for them. And I just told them, you know, some of them are competing in college. And I'm just like, just keep working and you guys will get your chance again.
All right. Well, what are your plans for the off season as you get ready for your senior season?
Well, first, we got football season coming up. Hopefully, COVID-19 doesn't affect that too much. But, you know, I'm just with the mindset of getting better every day. I got a couple buddies, just go to the gym, lift, you know, just putting in work. And, you know, I really believe that, like, if you just work hard, the results will show. So,
well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and look forward to football season.
Yeah, thanks a lot.